Next, we bring you letters from the evening news, which this week comment on road signage, dogs and their owners, and the Haymarket development.
Mary Holmes of Tunstead thinks motorists need a crystal ball. As I drive around, I seem to be continually confronted by road ahead closed signs. More often than not, there is no mention of where exactly the road closure actually begins. This can, of course, result in travelling a few unnecessary miles before coming upon it and having to turn back and follow a diversion route, once again with just the word diversion and nothing else. The destination required may be only 100 yards away. I obviously realise that roadworks are necessary in certain places, but it seems to me that motorists should all be equipped with a crystal ball.
Colin Beals of Dereham comments on the Haymarket delay being such a waste of money. I feel I must put pen to paper with regards to the Haymarket development in Norwich. I read with amazement that this project has been delayed again. What a waste of money. This will, I'm sure, be money that could be spent somewhere else and put to better use. Time will tell what this will look like after six months of being open. If it looks like anything like the pavement outside McDonald's, what a lovely area for people to visit, and how long before the graffiti artists get to work.
Keep dogs under control, writes Kay Carter of Southwold. This is a plea to dog owners. Please keep your pets under control and on a lead if you can't control them off a lead. Please don't assume that everyone else is as in love with the pet substitute child as you are. Please don't assume that everyone likes dogs, friendly or otherwise. Some people may even be frightened of dogs. And please stop being so arrogant, entitled and downright rude if anyone challenges you over your own or your pet's appalling behaviour. This week I was at the beach when a dog approached my sister who was eating her lunch. It rooted around in her lunch container and, find nothing there, snapped at her hand in order to steal her sandwich. She hurled the sandwich away in terror to get rid of the dog. The dog's owner meandered over, barely apologised, and when we complained about his dog's behaviour and his failure to control it, he became abusive. It was a very unsettling experience, and we are adults. Imagine if it had been a child. There are too many unruly dogs and too many ignorant dog owners who seem unwilling or unable to show even basic respect towards other people. I think it's time for all dogs to be kept on leads and muzzled in public places.